Doesn't this feel like it, the still place of the soul? You know, the gap. Shignor would say that for the mystic, it's in the gap, you know, between the two. It's not the actual form, because the form is this and not that. But in the gap is where one opens out. So it's that empty space in the heart, where we are not obsessed or driven by our thoughts, our fears, worries. And it's interesting because we often fall in there after a period of, you know, concern. I mean, when I say period, I don't mean necessarily that we go on for days, but even for an hour or 2 hours of that kind of laboring, and it feels like really the fish flopping on the shore, you know, you just, one is worried about this, about that, and this doesn't work, and that's bad, and everything, and then, but our heart inwardly is really crying to Allah, and then all of a sudden it's like that the hand of love takes us and puts us back in the ocean, we can find that peace again. So it seems always to be from the, you know, the frying pan to the garden. As long as we're in this world, there's going to be that. Because that's, as Rumi says, that's what cooks us. That's what matures us. If we didn't have that, you know, very few souls on their own will generate that fire you know, aspire to higher levels and more nearness, and very few souls, but we all respond to outer circumstances. So the outer is our friend, our teacher, our guide. So someone like Sheikh Noor or Effendi, they had moments of deep peace and union, but often you felt that kind of churning of love, really, the churning of love. Alhamdulillah. So let's just bathe in Allah's ocean of peace. Ya salam, ya shalom, and allow everything to melt away, and knowing that all is held in the hand of the beloved, that we don't really bear, Allah bears. We don't really do, Allah does. Allah is the doer and the knower, the aware, the embracing, the near, Ya Karim. So in Allah's presence, all is beautiful and pure and magnificently peaceful. As we move away, it's very interesting, it becomes chaotic. During Sheikh Muzaffar's time, it was similar. When you would sit next to Effendi, you felt totally safe. You know, even if he were in one of his moods of the Jalal mood, still, somehow it felt safe. You didn't want to move away. And as you had to leave, or you had to get up to do something, or it's interesting, the distance from him, the more you were distant from him, the more the chaotic, you know, confused, and I mean, the normal sort of events went on. And then you would come back into his presence, and which was in some case defined by this room, but then you, as you would move closer, again your heart settled. So this is the way it is with Allah. As our heart moves closer to Allah, we feel that deep peace. So may Allah, the Beloved, bless our zikrullah and bless all those joining in our zikrullah and bless all the sacred communities and endowed with the divine light and the divine message of love and unity. And bless all the holy messengers and all the holy mothers, and bless all the holy followers and communities and aspirants, dervishes in every path.